right now. The bed bugs are about to really begin to have a hard time, because I'm going to be sharing with you now how to fight back. One thing about it, the experts are saying that bed bug bites. Now, notice I emphasized the word bites. I'm not talking about the bed bugs right now. I'm talking specifically about their bites. Generally speaking, their bites don't require treatment. You get bitten, most people are not going to need any treatment to deal with the bites. If a secondary infection occurs, which usually comes from scratching, then you can apply a local antiseptic lotion or an antibiotic cream or antibiotic ointment. Creams with the corticosteroids and the oral antihistamines are used for the primary unbearable symptom of itch. If the itching from those bites are giving you a hard time, then you can use those antihistamines, oral antihistamines, or creams that have corticosteroids in them. In the more severe cases, you may need to see your doctor. So one of the things we want to do is fight defensively. Those rascals have already bitten us, and the bites are causing itching. Okay, there are ways to deal with the itching. How do they transmit their diseases? Well, actually, they're more of a nuisance, as I mentioned, than a health hazard. In a recent study, researchers reviewed 53 recent studies on bed bugs, and they looked at their health effects, their medical effects. And remember now, they did not do a study on 53 people. They looked at 53 recent studies. And pulling together their findings from all of those studies, the results showed that although bed bugs have been blamed for the spread of up to 40 different human diseases, they're saying that there's little evidence to suggest that they are carriers of diseases that humans contract. So, how do you deal with the diseases? There may be no diseases to actually deal with when it comes to bed bug bites. Itching, for sure. Human diseases, doesn't seem to be much evidence for it. Now, don't assume that all of your bites, even if they occur at night, are necessarily from bed bugs. Bites can be hard to identify, even for doctors. You still have to rule out mosquitoes, fleas, mites, which also like to hang out in the bed, and biting gnats. And how do you rule these out? Make a visual inspection. It's best to collect and identify bed bugs in order to confirm bites. So look for the bugs themselves or look for their blood stains, especially among the seams of mattresses. Further, look for dark spots of insect waste where the bed bugs might crawl in hiding places on furniture, walls, and floors. Look for those dark spots. That may not be just a dark spot. That dark spot might be waste from the bed bugs. Now, this is the part that I really wanted to get to, fighting back. I told you how to be defensive. They've bitten us, and we want to be about the business of taking care of the itch. What else can we do to hurt them? Because we don't want to let those rascals just bite us and keep getting away, hiding out to the next meal, the next night when they want to come on out and bite us up again. And they're slick. They can be slick. Remember I told you they can go for weeks without sucking our blood and still be fine. We're thinking everything's cool. Everything's everything. Don't have to worry about them anymore. And they let us be lulled to sleep just so they can show up sometime later, start sucking our blood again. Well, just because the enemy is unseen, that doesn't mean the enemy is no longer there. So what do we want to do? One of the things we can do is get a professional exterminator out there and get them out there quick, fast, and in a hurry. Whether it's in your home, whether you need to tell your landlord, whether you need to talk with a hospital administrator, hotel owner, whoever, let them know they're here. Call a professional right up front. The exterminator. Get that professional exterminator out there. They can actually locate the bed bugs, which may be found in more than one location, and exterminate as needed. Let them spray the homes and the beds of these bed bugs. That, remember, like to hide out in walls, furniture, and all that kind of stuff. I think that these professionals are a bit more versed, more well-versed on how to deal with these bugs. So let them go through the house spraying in the crevices where those little rascals like to hide. Yeah, give them something to smell. Give them something else to drink other than our blood. And of course, I told you what you might want to do if you have your relative or some other close friend who shows up, and about the time that they show up, uninvited critters show up too. And I told you about shaking out their clothes in that spot far away from the house, as far as you can get. You spray the ground down, saturated with insect spray, so that when you shake the clothes out, they hit that. When they hit the ground, they hit the spray. And then you got them coming and going because you're spraying while you're shaking. Not spraying the clothes now. No, don't don't spray your cousin's clothes with insecticide. No, you're spraying the ground. And you may want, and you're going to have the that wand from your insect repellent just a few inches away from the ground so that as, while they're in the air, before they even hit the ground, they're getting hit with the spray. So they got the spray waiting for them on the ground, and the spray hitting them while they're falling to the ground. No mercy. No mercy, ladies and gentlemen. No mercy. So you're hitting them with the spray. Well, in the house, it's going to be kind of hard to find those bed bugs. And so what you want to do is spray those crevices where the baseboards are located and other places where they like to hang out, so that while they're just hanging out and they're chilling during the day, you hit them. They come after your blood while you're sleeping. You go after their blood while they're sleeping. Yes, give them something to think about. Remember I told you now, once you finish shaking your relative's clothes out, you're going to need to do something with them. As hot as it can possibly be, you clean their clothes. Well, you get your linen off your bed, and you can put that linen in the washing machine and make that water just as hot as it can get. So if you have any bugs, any bed bugs hiding out in your linen, you got something for them. Hot water. And I do mean sure enough, hot water. Put it in there and then put your linen in your dryer and run that on hot heat. Let's see how those bed bugs like that. So we're going to give them something to think about. We're gonna put them on the run. Let's see how many scars and marks show up on their bodies from all that spraying and all that hot water. Yeah, we're going to fight back. So we did a little bit of defensive stuff when it came to putting stuff on our skin to deal with the itch. Now we're going to do the offensive stuff, coming with the spray. And if you feel confident that you can handle it yourself. But if you need to, go ahead and have the professional come out, watch what they do, and give them bed bugs something to run about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to let you know that next week we will be bringing some super blasts from the past, and we're going to be covering different topics. We'll be talking about what's going on behind the scenes when it comes to violence. We're going to be talking about healing broken lives, and we're going to have quite a few guests. Dr. Lisa Firestone is going to talk about those fantasy bonds that some people have with their special someone, if indeed that's what it is. We're going to talk about the kingdom of priests. We're going to be talking about sexual satisfaction and more. All you got to do is go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics, and it'll be there for you. Appreciate you all again for having been with me for so long. A lot of you know that when I started the program out in Aiken, South Carolina, I had a number of things, business matters, educational matters, and so on. And I tell you what, it's great to see how some others have from that same station have picked up that ball and run with it. They're continuing those themes there. We've been adding to it, and I tell you what, we are truly appreciating you for hanging with me week after week, month after month, year after year, as we bring you programs that you can grasp and let you do something that is good in your lives. Glad that that's happened for so many of us. The program is Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., and I want to encourage you, as I frequently do, to practice letting some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.